Good morning, New York. This is the Katz Roundtable, and this is John Katzmatidis. And we're here to tell you the truth about what's going on in our city, in our state, in our tri-state area. With us this morning is a good friend of mine. His name is Billy Wachtel. He's an attorney. He fights for consumers all the time. He fought for the Indians on the taxes on cigarettes, and now he's fighting for the health of consumers in New York City with bad heating oil being sold. Good morning, Billy Wachtel. How are you this morning?
I'm well, John. How are you?
I am fine. Now, there was a major op-ed piece in Crain's. You want to tell New Yorkers, give us the big picture of what we're talking about so New Yorkers can understand.
Sure, absolutely, John. Look, Crain's wrote a story. They called it The Dirty Secret in Your Basement. And the dirty secret they spoke about is that for over a decade, home heating oil deliverers and suppliers, the people that are bringing the heating oil to buildings throughout the metropolitan area, have been doing something as ugly and as crude as taking waste oil, the stuff that comes out of the Jiffy Lubes of this world, and mixing it with the heating oil. And the simple fact is that supers in buildings and even hospitals like Mount Sinai or SUNY or CUNY, they don't know what's going into their building. The truck pulls up, they get a ticket that says 9,000 gallons, and there's no way for them to know that instead of 9,000 gallons of pure oil, they're getting 6,000 gallons of pure and 3,000 gallons of waste oil, the stuff that not only clogs the burners but fills the air with toxic waste, which is unhealthy for the public to breathe.
Now, the health department and everybody in the city, they're all starting to know about this. And what's being done?
Look, John, the shocking thing is the government has known about this since 2007. And it started at least in 2003. So for over a decade, it's been going on, and the government has known about it.
You know, for disclosure purposes, I want to tell everybody in the audience, we bought a company in bankruptcy and saved hundreds of jobs a few years ago in the heating oil business. And we are making sure that our customers are getting 100% heating oil. For disclosure purposes, Billy, go on. What else they should know?
Well, look. When you stop and think about it, imagine if you went to the local bar and you wanted a Stoli martini straight up. And you came back every day, and a month later you said, "Where's Jimmy the bartender?" And he said, "Oh, you didn't hear what Jimmy's doing? He got fired. He took the Stoli bottle every morning. He'd pour out 30% of it and fill it with rubbing alcohol. And everybody who got a martini would never know." And you look at the bartender and say, "Are you kidding? I've been drinking martinis with rubbing alcohol?" Well, frankly, it's even uglier than that, because in this case, the adulterated oil is turning every incinerator into a furnace burning waste oil. And that burning waste in a city that already suffers from air quality problems, it's just unconscionable.
And do the district attorneys have it, or is it being handled by any particular, does the FBI or anybody handling it?
John, as I said earlier, law enforcement's been aware of this for 10 years. At the federal level, at the state level, search warrants have been executed. And if you ask me why is it taking so long, I don't have a good reason.
Well, Billy Wachtel, thank you for coming on with us this morning. Would you please come back and keep us informed of what's going on and what's happening in the near future?
It'll be my pleasure, John.
Thank you, Billy Wachtel, this Sunday morning, and thank you for getting up. This is the Katz Roundtable. We'll be right back after these few messages.